You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
To make the olive oil. And right after it, it talks about the clothing of Kohen Gadol. So we have a general rule in Torah Kedusha, anytime that the subjects are there right after one another, they should have some type of relation. So the question that is brought, what's the connection between the olive oil and the clothing of Kohen Gadol? Why they're right after one another?
Purity and the sin.
Which is purity?
The oil.
The oil is pure?
Yeah.
Could be. It could be not pure. That's true. It has quality. Yes, some type of quality that is called Shemin and Mishchat. Yes.
So you have to keep the purity. You have to keep it.
Keep it?
Keep it. You have to, yes.
Which part? The oil, the clothing?
Both. Both have to be.
The clothing have to be pure?
It's not about the clothing, just.
Can you have something that is not pure?
Yes.
Yeah?
You make it impure yourself.
Understand. So that goes without saying, anything you use has to be pure.
The thoughts that you put, it goes out of your mind. It could damage anything.
Which part? The oil, the clothing?
Both.
So what's the connection then between the oil and the clothing?
Clothing are transforming the man by being on the pure man, and
the clothing.
The olive, when you press the olive.
How does it make the person pure? Yes, the Kohen Gadol.
He has to be pure to wear it, so it's sort of trans.
If he doesn't wear it, it's not pure.
But he has to wear it to be pure to wear it.
Yeah, it's required that he has to have it when he does the service. Right, that's true.
So through his service, he makes the sin of Israel to be forgiven.
Service? But we're talking about the clothing. The clothing.
The clothing is wearing as the representative of the sin of Israel.
That's true. So that was the connection with the oil now.
The oil makes it pure when they put it on his head.
Well, then, it officially become appointed as a king or the Kohen Gadol. Yeah. But not that it becomes pure.
So how is the connection,
brother? I don't know. I thought you know.
Tuesday.
What's the quality of the oil?
The inside and the outside, they have to be pure at the same time.
Oil?
Yes.
Oil?
The oil is for the machshava, is for the inside.
The oil is for inside?
Yes.
Oil, I thought they put in Salat Shirazi.
Yes, they do that too.
The oil stay up, never get mixed with anything.
Ah, Hazak Baruch. So we had a bad call. Hazak Baruch. So oil doesn't mix.
Yeah.
Good, very nice. So what's the connection with oil that doesn't get mixed with Bigdei Kohen Gadol?
Stay away from all the sin.
Bigdei Kohen Gadol. Beautiful, Barakallah, Hasagavaro, very nice. So the connection, you can say, the same with that oil doesn't mix with other liquid. So now here we learn that begadim, the clothing in general, like any type of career organization, they have their uniform. Why they have uniform? Because that designates that you belong to such and such organization, such a type of belief. So here we learn that the reason that Hazal Roshah mentions making the oil right before the Bigdei Kohen Gadol, because he wants to teach us that Your clothing has impact on you. The way you wear your clothing, it impacts your inside. No. Just how you wear clothing has effect on you.
Yeah, because you are the representative, you are the child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you are representative of your thing.
No. No, we are saying it in English now. Like, let's say people that they like to use the pool, what type of clothing they use. Well, the clothing that is fits for swimming.
The longest sleeve, height.
Right, yeah, whatever you like, you know, whatever your mean height is. Or like when people attend, like let's say, God forbid, they have to go to the court, what type of clothing they wear?
Suit.
Would you wear your swimming clothing when you go to the court?
Stay at asylum after that.
What makes a difference? Yeah? Why?
It's not suitable.
What do you mean it's not suitable?
You represent yourself.
Not respect for the...
Oh, the place. Yeah. The place. So what the judge will think of you?
Inconsiderate.
Or maybe before you see the judge, you have to see a doctor, maybe. Yeah. So that means that the same way that by wearing not proper clothing, you give the impression to people that how we are all about. In the same aspect, the clothing has an impact your inner. The way you wear your clothing, that's how it will impact you. And you see the people... Right, so see, we go back like 50, 100 years ago, people, they had a different behavior. Manners. They're more polite, respectable. It's very interesting, the clothing was totally different than today. Much different. It was more modest, covered. So it is the same aspect that the way the clothing was different, the attitude was different. The clothing changed, so then the attitude changed.
But their mind was modest too. That's why they dress modest.
Now, what do you see here? Actually,
we are the country, you know, that the clothing is proper now. And the brutality is unbelievable in your country.
No. That's, you should not be misunderstood and misled. Because the way you're pointing out, that's fake. It's not real. That is what they do. Because inside, whatever they do, it's just covering their immorality. But it's not real.
But you are talking about the outside clothing have impact in morality.
Yeah, but when you believe in your clothing, but they don't believe in the clothing that they wear. It's just hiding themselves under the clothing for whatever wrong thing they're doing.
So isn't it the mind that should be first modest before the clothing?
But actually, no. It's the other way around. That means your clothing affects your mind and your inner. That's what we learn from here.
But if somebody doesn't have any respect, the head is not working right. It does whatever it wants. It's okay.
No. When you accept that you have to wear a clothing that shows shame, shows modesty, so automatically it's going to affect you. That's what we learn from here. So now here there is an interesting point that Rabbi Noah Haim HaKadosh brings. How many clothing Kohen Gadol was wearing?
Eight
is good. So now, why he was wearing eight clothing?
Eight me'alateva.
Very good. And how about the regular Kohen, how many?
Four.
Very good. So Rabbeinu Ahayim HaKadosh, Rav Tzvi Magen Aleinu, brings a very beautiful point. It says that the reason that was commanded to simple Kohen to wear four pieces of clothing, Kedar presents the letters of name of Hashem, Yud and a He and a Vav and a He, Yud Ke Vav Ke. And then Kohen Gadol had to wear eight pieces of clothing. Why? Because that was parallel to Yud Ke Vav Ke. And the letters of Adnud, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. So the total of eight. It's very interesting, as you counted this Shabbat, how many Pesukim we had in Parashat Tetzaveh?
101.
Hazak Baruch. Wait. It's beautiful. 101. Why 101?
Michael.
Yeah. It's good. Rabbi Haim HaKadosh brings a very beautiful point. Because if you add the name of Yudke Vavke and Adnod, you get exactly 101. So that's the equal to Parapesuke of the Parashat Shavuot. So we learn from here that every clothing that you wear, that means you present the name of Hashem. So the same way that the simple Kohen was wearing four big clothing was Keneged Yud Ke Vav Ke. And then Kohen Gadol had to wear eight pieces of clothing, not nine or seven. Why? Because that was the combination of the name of Yud Ke Vav Ke and the Adnud. So that means by wearing the clothing as the big gate, is actually against Boged. Boged means to rebel, betray. So that means when you wear your clothing, you show that I know that the Hashem is present. When your clothing becomes out of the portion, so that means you deny the essence of Ribono Shel Olam. So that means you create a vacuum, a chilul, as the Zohar says, that is chilul Hashem. So that's why the oil, the same way that doesn't mix with other liquid that presents the essence of Am Yisrael, so the clothing exactly the same way. The more your clothing becomes separated, different from the society outside, so then that represents that you are the selected and unique nation of Ribono Shel Olam. That's how we show we are the Eved of Hashem. Shenizke, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otanu, Kol Am Yisrael, to show that we are a very, very special and selected name of Ribono.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.